it came down as a fairly thoughtful verdict, I thought. So they didn't just convict on all things or acquit on all things. They convicted on all nine counts for Travis McMichael, who was the shooter. But they also differentiated between that McMichael and his father. They didn't convict him of the malice murder charge. And then for the individual that had the camera, they acquitted him on four counts, but convicted him on the other. So it looked like they put a lot of time and effort into sorting through the evidence and applying the law.
You talked about Roddy Bryan, the man who made the video of the episode. Did you think that perhaps he would not serve any prison time or be convicted on fewer counts?
Well, I did think he would be convicted on fewer counts. I was concerned, frankly, that he might be acquitted entirely. I was pleasantly surprised to see that he was convicted. But I think you raise a good point. Sentencing's still coming. And I do think Mr. Bryan's attorneys are going to make a strong pitch that he should be sentenced in a much more lenient way, certainly than Travis McMichael, who was the shooter.
Lots of people trying to make sense of this case, juxtaposed against the case of teen Kyle Rittenhouse in Wisconsin. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a whipsaw week from the standpoint of those two cases, and you throw in the Charlottesville civil case against the neo-Nazis as well. But, you know, I think the point here was the jury felt that there was strong evidence that these three men with two firearms chasing one man who was unarmed, and it's hard to make a self-defense claim that's viable out of that. So I thought the jury came out right here. I had some differences with the Rittenhouse verdict, especially with some of the judges' rulings, but the concern I have out of the two of these cases combined, let me say it this way, is that I'm worried about whether the country's on the right track with respect to finding justice in these cases. I'm pleased with this case, the Arbery case, certainly Derek Chauvin over the summer. But you really kind of come down to, do you have to have video of clear evidence of guilt in order to get a conviction in these cases? I think that's the concern we're going to have going forward.
If George Floyd was about serious problems in American policing, what about this case in terms of a person of color going about his life, still being in danger for doing what we would call routine things?
That's the toss-up between this case and Rittenhouse, you know, sort of the vigilante approach that many citizens seem to want to take, especially with respect to black males, but not solely, is one of the challenges. The other issue that came up in the Rittenhouse case, I thought, was if you're in a situation where there's an active shooter, what are you supposed to do? Because the two people who were shot second after the first individual, that's what they thought was happening. They thought this was an active shooter case. We've been telling people to, you know, try and defend yourselves and disarm the shooter. But one of those men was killed. Another one was injured trying to do that. So, you know, we've got unclear messages coming out of this week. We've got a lot of work to do in this country, but hopefully we can move it in the right direction.